Bris Mila tips. Why we name the baby at the Bris. There is no biblical injunction to name a baby boy specifically at his Bris. It's actually clear in the Torah that when the forefathers were born, they were named immediately. Yitzchak was given his name first in Bereishis Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Gimel, and then he was circumcised in the following verse, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Dalet. When Yitzchak's sons were born, they were named immediately in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav, and doesn't even tell us about their bris. Presumably that took place afterwards, but they were clearly named as soon as they emerged. And each of Yaakov's sons was also named as soon as he was born in Prakim Chaf Tes and Lamed, chapters 29 and 30. Now, God did change Avraham's name from Avram to Avraham after he circumcised himself, but obviously he had the name Avram way before he was circumcised. So, why do we name the baby at the bris? This leads into a larger question of why we do all the things we do at the bris. Why does the ceremony look the way it does now? How much of it is rooted in Kabbalistic practice, medieval practices, European practices, Middle Eastern practices? After all, the Torah only commands that a baby be circumcised on the eighth day, and perhaps a celebration should accompany the circumcision, but there is no mention of a tzaddik, Eliyahu, who of course had not been born yet by the time the bris concept was introduced, or the formalized ceremony we see today, including the naming, which takes place after the circumcision. What if the bris is postponed for health reasons, or not performed at all because of a history of hemophilia in the family? The halacha is very clear that if two babies have died in a family on account of the bris, the third baby is not to be circumcised. A third son is not to be, or a third brother is not to be circumcised after he had two brothers who died from the bris. So in that case, is the baby not named? Of course the baby is given a name, which would indicate that naming at the bris is not all that significant. So why do we name the baby at the bris? So I'll present now a few ideas that I found in researching this question. The first one relates to the concept of when Eliyahu HaNavi is present. Of course, the concept of Eliyahu at the bris will be discussed in Bris Mila tips about Eliyahu HaNavi. In Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Yitas, the Torah says, "V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shemo," that after meeting all the animals, Adam gave each one a name. I read somewhere, I don't remember where, that the acronym of the first five words of this phrase are the letters of the name Eliyahu. V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam has, you have to mix it around, but you have Aleph, Lamed, Yud, He, and Vav. The first letters of the next three words are Nun and Ches and He, which is Nefesh Chaya Hu. They have a numerical value, a gematria of 63, which is the same as the word Navi. Navi is Nun 50 plus Vez, which is 2, plus Yud, which is 10, plus Aleph, which is 1, which is a prophet. So V'chol Asher Yikra Lo Adam Nefesh Chaya Hu refers to Eliyahu HaNavi, and the last word is Shemo, which means his name. And we have found our significance. When Eliyahu HaNavi is present, that is when Shemo, of the child at least, his name is proclaimed. So because we have a tradition that Eliyahu comes to the bris, therefore, when Eliyahu is present, that is when the baby is given his name. A second answer that I have found is along the concept of completing a Jewish identity. Some will argue that the bris is the final step in making a baby a Jew, and so his name comes at this highly significant moment. I don't buy it. More palatable, the name is a completion of the individual's identity. If the bris completes his physical body, as Avram is told in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, to walk before me and become complete through the act of circumcision, it's only after the bris that his name can be given to him. And that idea is actually shared by Rabbi Nachum Azaria Defano in his Sefer Ma'amarei Rama Mipano. A third reason for why we name the baby at his bris has to do with the concept of Tumah and Tara. Until the bris, he was uncircumcised, which is not the ideal state of a male Jew. Any name he may have had until his bris was unbecoming to his identity as a Jew, so he receives a Hebrew name at his bris in celebration of his new physical and spiritual status. Now, on a different note, as an aside, there are differences of opinion as to when girls are named in relation to their birth, but everyone agrees that a girl is given her name on a day when the Torah is read, when her father is called for an aliyah or some other Torah reading participatory role.